last year, I spent the year as a middle school Rebbe. And my first period of every day was teaching Parshas Kedoshim to 8th grade boys. And there are countless things that I would do differently if I taught the class a second time. Most of my mistakes were simply what you would call just being a first-year teacher. You know, at the end of the first week, someone sent me this meme. And the meme said, "Dear new teacher, you're not doing it wrong. It's just that hard." Because it really is just that hard. You know, you think about what it's going to be like to be a teacher. How are you going to control the classroom? And in your mind, it's so easy. I'm going to set an expectation. This is my going to be procedure. This is what the day is going to look like. But then you get in the classroom and you have real life people. And it's complex. It's not as easy as it sounded like in your head. It's not as easy as they made it seem to be when you were learning about it, getting your master's degree. But all those mistakes, they happen, and you learn from them, and you grow from them. But there is one thing, in particular, that if I had to do it over again, I would for sure change it. There's one message I gave my students that I wish I'd refined just a little bit more. And if I could do it over again, if I could give them a different message, that's exactly what I would do. Parshas Kedoshim, the second of this week's double parsha, starts off and it says, "Kedoshim to you, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem." You should be holy, because I am holy, Hashem, your God. And the classic interpretations of this pasuk belong to Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi says, "Kedoshim to you, you should be holy. Havu peirushim min ha'arayos min ha'avera. You should be parosh, you should be separated from sin, from avera." He says, the ideal, what does it mean to be holy? What's the ideal of holiness? Someone who doesn't commit averos. Someone who's totally perfect, their tumim in everything they do. Although, we know from the wise words of Shlomo HaMelech in Kohelis, "Ki Adam ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yecheta." There's not one good person on earth who does only what's best and never errs. But according to Rashi, this shouldn't prevent a person from trying to reach perfection, for kedusha, for striving for that high level. Because it's a commandment of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Kedoshim to you, you should be holy." The Ramban has a different, but very similar interpretation. He says, "Kedoshim to you" means "Nie parushim min amutaros." You should be separated from that which is mutter. Not that you can't indulge at all, but rather, this is what the Torah calls, this is what we refer to as being navel b'rishus Torah. Not overindulging in things that are permitted. You're allowed to eat meat, but you shouldn't go overboard with too much meat. You're allowed to drink wine, but you shouldn't have too much wine. Right? You should have that which you need to sustain you, and just that which you need to sustain you, but not too much. It's like the story that they tell about the Chassidish Rebbe, where the Rebbe says, I'm so tired. I can't. I'm wiped out. And the Chassid says, "Rebbe, so have a glass of water." He says, I can't. I'm so tired. I can't make a bracha on the water. I won't have the right intent. I won't have the right kavana." And the Chassid says, "But Rebbe, if you drink the water, it'll revitalize you." The Rebbe says, no. You make a bracha so you can drink the water." He says, "But I drink the water so I can make a bracha." That's someone who the Ramban would call kadosh. Someone who's on a high level. Someone who's not overindulging, but rather they're using Gashmias, you're using the physical world to help elevate them. And as an 8th grade Rebbe, these are the interpretations I taught. And of course these are the interpretations I taught. They're the classics. And even if I were to go back, I'd teach them again. But the problem with these two interpretations is that they create a very narrow definition of what it means to be Kadosh. What it means to be holy. You're either Kadosh if you can somehow find a way not to do any of Eros, or to separate yourself in a significant way from the physical world. But there are only very few predisposed individuals who are going to say to themselves, I'll do anything to get there. Whatever it takes to fit in that box, I'll do it. I want to be holy so badly. I want to be Kadosh. So they work and they work and they work. But most people are just going to say to themselves, I'll never get there. So why try? Other people are made to be Kadosh. I'm not made to be Kadosh. And so they give up. And honestly, who can blame them? It's human nature. We look at the impossible and we say, if I can't accomplish it, I'm not going to start. If I'm not going to get there, so why even try? Why bother? Why waste my time? I have more important things I could be doing. But perhaps there's another way to look at Kedusha. After the pasuk of Kedoshim Tiyu, the Torah goes on to say, Ish imo v'aviv tira'u v'es shabso sai tishmeru. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Person's mother and their father they should fear, and my Shabbos they should guard. I am Hashem your God. And then Al Tifnu El Ha'elilim Ve'Elokeim Aseicha Lo Tasu Lachem Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Don't turn to idols or make molten gods for yourselves. I am Hashem your God. And so these three pesukim are talking about three totally different topics. First is being kadosh, being holy. Then fearing one's parents and keeping Shabbos. And finally not worshipping idols. And yet there's one common thread that goes through all of them. They all repeat, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. I am Hashem your God. But why? Why should all of them have the same phrase of Ani Hashem Elokeichem? What is it coming to add? Rabbi Yitzchak Meir Alter, the first Ger Rebbe, commonly referred to as the Chidush HaRim, says that these three pesukim are different levels of Jews. On the bottom is Al Tifnu El Ha'elilim. Those who exert major effort to stay away from idol worship. I mean, one of their biggest challenges is monotheism. Believing wholeheartedly that there's one God. And so they exert a lot of effort, a lot of time to work on that. To build up this feeling that there is just one God. No one else. Monotheism. And above that, someone who, monotheism, that comes easy to them. There's a God. There's only one God. I know that. I believe that. But what's hard for them? Ish imo v'aviv tiru v'eshav tosai tishmeru. What's hard for them is keeping all the mitzvos. Doing everything with excitement. Waking up for davening, only eating kosher, keeping Shabbos, not using your phone for 24 hours, whatever it is. Their struggle is the mitzvos. It's doing everything right, doing everything the way we're commanded. And so that's where their energy lies. One God, great. Doing all the mitzvos takes effort. And then on top, the highest level, are the people who, one God, great, no problem. Keeping all the mitzvos, also great, no problem. I want to do them. I desire to do them. That's exactly how I want to spend my time. But where is effort exerted? Kedoshim to you. On working to be holy. Working to never err. To never sin. Working to be on this higher level. But the Chiddush HaRim points out that when it's written in the Torah, it's not written in this order. It's not written first, don't worship idols, al tifnu el ha'ililim, and then ish avi v'imo tiru v'ashav zosai tishmeru, and then kedoshim to you. But it's written opposite. Kedoshim to you. That comes first, and then keep the mitzvahs, and then monotheism. But why in this order? If this is the order the Torah writes it in, so obviously it's coming to teach us something. But why this order? What's it coming to teach us? He says the lesson is that each person on their own level can always grow in their Kedusha. Kedusha, holiness, it's not reserved for those who can fit into a narrow definition of what kadosh means. Rather, it's for every person at every level. Kedusha, it's not about accomplishment. It's not about perfection. And it's certainly not about a destination that once you get there, you're done. Great, now you're stamped with the word kadosh. That's not the Torah way. Kedusha is about personal growth. Parshas Bechukosai starts off and says, Im Bechukosai Teilechu, Vas Mitzvosai Tishmeru Vasisamosam. If you follow my laws, and you observe my commandments, and you do them. And Rashi comments that the words Vas Mitzvosai Tishmeru is a commandment to be amo b'Torah, to study Torah laboriously. The one who's amo b'Torah, one who works hard in their pursuit of Torah, gets rewarded for it. And the Chafetz Chaim explaining Rashi speaks about a tailor. Let's say you give a suit to a tailor. And you say, this is what I want. This is how I want you to change the jacket. This is how I want you to adjust the pants. And you get it back and you try it on. And it doesn't fit. It's all sorts of crazy. It's too tight, it's too loose, it's too long, it's too short. One sleeve's this, one sleeve's that. One pant leg is this, one pant leg is that. And you say, what did you do? This is not what I asked for. I told you exactly what I wanted. And that's not what I got. You would be angry, for sure. And you probably wouldn't pay them. You would never think to say, yeah, you tried. You tried your best, and that's all that matters. No! You'd say, this is not what I asked for. I hired you for one thing and one thing only, and you didn't give me that. But when it comes to Torah, it's the effort that counts. You try, and even if you fall short, you still get credit. An important takeaway from all this, which I think is worth spelling out, is if you see Kedusha in this way, then it doesn't matter about Yenim. What others are doing is not important. Because Kedusha is not about outlapping them. It's not about being better than them. It's a personal pursuit. After 120 years, I don't think Hashem's going to ask a person about the people around them and say, did you outdo them? Were you better than them? Did you accomplish more than them? But I'm certain he will ask about personal growth. Did you strive to be the best you could be? Were you always looking to build and to grow? Kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. The message I wish I taught my students is that it's not about supremacy. It's not about faultlessness. It's not about never again committing an avera. It's not about feeling apathetic towards the physical world. It's about striving to be better today than we were yesterday. No matter what level that is. Thank you.